Welcome to the Tuesday, April 17th, 2012 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Düsseldorf, Germany. Mark Baggett today published the second part of his odd directory name diary. He started this last week, so if you liked it last week, you probably want to check out his follow-up article, which includes a lot of reader comments that he got based on the first article. And Apple users apparently are not getting a break. Turns out the Java exploit was also used in some more targeted attacks, not just in the recent outbreak of the Flashback bot. In these targeted attacks, a Word document was used to infect users and then turn control of their machines over to a standard command and control channel that apparently was looking for documents on these infected machines. However, it looks like some of the efforts by Apple and others to remove Flashback from infected machines has at least a little bit of success, in that only about a third of the original machines are still infected. The latest numbers in about Flashback infections point to about 200 or so thousand infected machines, which is down from about 500,000 to 600,000 infected machines about a week or so ago when we first talked about the Flashback malware. And one of the members of the anonymous hacking crew known as Okoa was arrested by the FBI after making a rather basic mistake. He posted a picture of his girlfriend together with some of the data pilfered from websites that he attacked. However, he posted the picture before removing EXIF data from the image. The image was taken with an iPhone, and of course, the iPhone added GPS coordinates and other details to the image, which ultimately led to the arrest of this particular individual. And the Department of Homeland Security, together with the Navy's Naval Postgraduate School, awarded an interesting contract to a company in San Diego about the forensics analysis of game consoles. Game consoles have become more and more like computers. As a result, they have been used a lot in online communication. If you think about the video conferencing capability in game consoles, like for example the Xbox with the Kinect camera. So it's not a real big surprise that law enforcement is becoming more and more interesting in the data that these consoles may hold. So far, there haven't really been a lot of tools that allow easy analysis of these game consoles. As far as I understand, most of these game consoles actually use more or less standard file systems, so it shouldn't really be that hard to adapt a modern forensics software to analyze these hard disks. In some cases, however, they use a lot of memory cards, memory sticks, also SSD memory, which of course tends to be somewhat harder to analyze, in particular if it's not easily removable from these game consoles. And an individual in Iran found a number of security flaws in 22 different online banking websites in Iran. And in order to have this fixed, he wrote up a report and included some of the account data that he had access to, sent this report to the affected banks. However, well, nothing happened. So about 1.5 weeks ago, he took his skills and retrieved 3 million user details. That includes ATM card numbers, passwords, and so forth, and posted them to his blog. Affected banks did block access to these accounts. They also notified customers in part via TV, in part via SMS messages. It is, however, not clear whether the actual security problem got addressed. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.